Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new report out this morning predicts a severe labor shortage coming in Massachusetts, not because of a lack of highly educated workers, but because of a lack of workers with a vocational education. The report estimates the state's community colleges will not be able to meet the job market's demands. Joining us now to talk about it is Barry Bluestone, Northeastern University professor and one of the authors of this new report. Good morning, Professor Bluestone.
Good morning, Bob.
First of all, quantify this for us in this way. How severe might the labor shortage be, and when will it show up?
What we found was that over the next decade, we'll have about 378,000 additional jobs in Massachusetts. And if that's all we had, we would fill our needs easily. But because our labor force is growing older so much faster than much of the rest of the country, we actually have to, in addition to those 370-some thousand jobs, create another 780,000 workers to replace those who are retiring. What we found when we go out and we talk with employers is that they're already finding in many industries like manufacturing that they're having trouble finding replacement workers who have the basic skills that come out of vocational schools or community colleges to meet their needs. And that will become more severe as retirements increase over the next 5 to 10 years.
Professor, as I understand it, the report estimates by the year 2022, 3 out of 5 job openings in Massachusetts will require less than a bachelor's degree. But it also says, the report says, vocational schools with their long wait lists won't be able to help meet that demand. Explain.
We have 26 regional vocational high schools, and then we have vocational programs in some of our regular comprehensive schools. But right now, for example, in the vocational schools, there are over 3,000 students who are on waiting lists. And the vocational schools graduate young people who are ready to go to work, but we know that about two-thirds of them actually go on to community college or even on to college. So the vocational school grads are not only filling those entry-level jobs that require real skills, but they're filling jobs that require a community college, a certificate, and in some cases even a BA. So the real barrier to meeting some of those needs, it's very much in our vocational schools desperately need to be expanded.
What kind of jobs are we talking about that a vocational education is perfectly suited for?
They range over many, but the ones that where vocational graduates are most important to are, of course, many manufacturing jobs in production, construction jobs, but also in the health sector as health techs, in food service, culinary arts, a broad range of occupations are looking for young people are coming out of the vocational schools to fill their positions.
Are there signs in Massachusetts that vocational schools and local officials are recognizing that and are moving to allow vocational schools to expand?
Absolutely. There's a new coalition for vocational technical education in the state, which includes members of the business community who have been advocating for expanding the vocational schools. They've been meeting with Governor Baker's workforce cabinet. They, along with the governor, are looking very closely at the vocational schools and will try and find ways to increase funding and increase the ability of the vocational schools to work with employers to expand their opportunities for kids to take classes in their schools.
So are you optimistic then or not so optimistic that this possible labor shortage can be averted?
I'm fairly optimistic that we're going to see the state move more aggressively to expand vocational education. And if we can do that and we get more young people through the pipeline, I think we'll be able to meet many of the workforce needs that our employers will have.
Professor Barry Bluestone of Northeastern University, one of the authors of this new report, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.